Earth and Sky.
Welcome to Clear Voices. I'm Lindsay Patterson. In just one generation, the urban population in developing countries is expected to double. Are the cities of today ready to cope with the challenges of providing shelter, infrastructure, and social services for a new wave of urbanites? Earth and Sky's Jorge Salazar spoke with George Martin of the United Nations Population Fund. Martin is lead author of the State of World Population 2007 report.
Dr. Martin, welcome to Earth and Sky.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about what world population is looking like right now. From what I've understood in the news, human populations are reaching a point never before seen, which is that we are mostly an urban population now for the first time ever. What are some of the things that you'd like to say about the state of world population right now?
Right. 2008 has been calculated to be the year in which there will be this urban changeover transition. For the first time in the history of humankind, more than half of the world's total population will be living in cities. So we take this as an opportunity to look at this process and to see how it can fit within the process of development, poverty reduction, and overall sustainability. We essentially believe that, contrary to a lot of people's opinions, urbanization and continued urban growth can be something that is positive for humankind. It's inevitable, but it does have potential to help us reduce poverty and to help us promote sustainability. That's really the main message of the State of the World report.
We've gotten feedback from listeners and people come to our website who look at cities as a problem, really. I mean, it's something that where a whole lot of more problems seem to build up on other problems, poverty for one. Could you talk a little bit more about how they can be places of economic growth, of sustainability?
Yes. Cities seem to be the hotspot for increased concentration of poverty. Some of the most miserable situations are found in today's cities. And it's also the place where most of the critical environmental problems are concentrated. So at first sight, it looks like the situation of increasing urbanization and increasing urban growth could be negative. On the other hand, we believe very strongly that what is happening is not necessarily what could happen. In other words, we feel that not enough has been done to try to take advantage of what the cities have to offer in terms of economic growth, in terms of poverty reduction, in terms of reduction of the demographic growth, or even in terms of sustainability. And if we could go just very briefly over each one of these things, the fact is that from an economic standpoint, cities already congregate most dynamic economic activity. In a typical country, cities will produce from 80 to 90% of gross national product. And during a period of globalized economic competition, this concentration of dynamic economic activity in cities tends to increase. That's the nature of things. Cities are more competitive. They concentrate more technology, better human resources. They concentrate economies of scale. And therefore, they tend to almost inevitably be the locus of dynamic economic activities that are competing on the global scale. So cities are not going to go away. The fact that they concentrate economic activity is already an advantage in terms of prospects for a reduction of poverty. In other words, there is very little that can be done without some sort of economic growth to reduce poverty. You can have political processes aimed at reducing poverty, but unless you have economic growth, it's extremely difficult to make these policies work. And in the end, people have to help themselves somehow. So that's one aspect. Economic growth helps reduce poverty. But at the same time, it's also a fact of life that when people are more concentrated, more densely populated, as in cities, they tend to have better access to services, to infrastructure, to amenities. And it's a simple fact of scale and proximity. That is to say, it's much easier in the end to provide services, whether you're talking about health services, education, or something like electrification. It's always much easier, much cheaper to do it in cities where people are concentrated than it is to do it in rural areas. Just think, for instance, of a school and how much it costs to run a school for rural people and how much it costs per capita to run a school in a more concentrated urban area. So from a social standpoint, there are two advantages. One of them, that you are an area that is growing more. And secondly, you are in an area that has advantages of scale and proximity where you can deliver services at a lower cost per capita. And from a demographic standpoint, if those of you who are concerned, and I think a lot of people today are, with the continuation of demographic growth, urbanization, that is to say, the increase in the proportion of the population that lives in urban areas in any country, urbanization by itself is a very strong factor in fertility reduction. And that's also very easy to understand in the sense that in urban areas, there are very few incentives for having large families, and there are a lot of disincentives. That is to say, in a rural area, you look upon having a large number of children as a way of increasing the manpower that you will have to work on the farm. In urban areas, large families are difficult to crowd into what are usually very crowded residences. Urban parents tend to be more concerned with the future of their children in terms of how much education they're going to get, and it's very difficult to get them all educated if there is a large number of them. There just is very little that is beneficial from having a large family, and there are a lot of difficulties. So it's a fact of life that urbanization per se is a very strong factor in reducing fertility and therefore population growth. And at the same time, it's a place where, again, people have access to services such as reproductive health services much more than they would in a rural area. So places such as Brazil, for instance, which had a very rapid fertility decline, and right now it is below what they call the reposition level, that is to say, by itself, after a few decades, the population will start to decrease. Basically, this reduction is contrary to, for instance, what happens in countries such as Indonesia or China, where very strong family planning programs pushed down fertility. In Brazil, basically, this was something that came from the process of urbanization, people feeling that they needed to reduce their families. And finally, from an environmental standpoint, it's a fact that at the present time, cities do concentrate much of the major environmental problems that affect humankind. That's where you get the most pollution, most degradation. This is where all the gases that go off into the atmosphere and are causing climate change, most of them are generated and so on and so forth. So the fact is that right now cities look pretty bad from an environmental standpoint. But the point is, would anything be better if populations were more deconcentrated? If you look at the fact that half of the world's population, or approximately, is already living in cities, and we have a world population that is almost 6.7 billion people, if you put, let's say, 3.3 billion people out of urban areas and into rural areas, what would happen to natural ecosystems? It would be disastrous. There's no question about it. The fact that cities concentrate most environmental problems is not because of concentration per se. It is simply due to the fact that cities concentrate the lifestyles and the production and consumption patterns of modern civilization such as we know it. So the problem is not concentration. The problem is the kind of civilization that we are promoting and the kind of concentration of wealthy and affluent consumers in cities. If we spread them out over the territory, undoubtedly the situation would be a lot worse than it is now. The key question always is, would dispersion help any of the environmental problems that we have? No, they wouldn't. So the standpoint that we're taking is that from all of these aspects, urbanization and urban growth has a enormous potential. Now, one last thing on this. Why is this potential not being reached? Basically, we consider that this is a problem of governance. That is to say, there is a gap between the potential and the reality, in large part because of the way that cities are handled and administered. And we are basically promoting the following message. We have to start thinking now of a different way of dealing with city growth. We have to plan ahead in a way that we can deal with some of the major poverty and environmental issues that are linked to current cities, and not just solving the problem of the city now, but planning into the future, taking into consideration there is going to be an enormous, enormous increase of urban population such as never been seen in the history of mankind in the next 30 years or so. For instance, Africa and Asia, and to a lesser extent Latin America, are where just about all population growth and urban growth is going to occur in the foreseeable future. Now, this is something to be reckoned with, because if you look at the situation of these countries now and the way that their cities are growing, definitely we have to have a different plan to deal with this.
That was population expert George Martin speaking with Earth and Sky's Jorge Salazar. I'm Lindsay Patterson, and this has been an Earth and Sky presentation.
We're at earthsky.org.